Hello, I'm Colin Lawrence. Do you avoid walking under ladders or stepping on cracks in the pavement? Or are you far too rational to believe in old wives' tales? Superstition follows us everywhere. We unapologetically cross our fingers and toes and, well, whatever else we can, when we're in need of a little extra luck. While some of these rituals might sound a little odd, you won't catch us making any big commitments on Friday the 13th. Forget anti-aging creams. You can save yourself a fortune and stay forever young by carrying an acorn in your pocket. Owing to its long life, the oak tree is believed to provide longevity and also ward off illness. Now, whatever you do, don't eat lettuce if you want to have children. An old book on plant lore suggests that men should avoid salads if they want to start a family. It seems that lettuce is detrimental to childbearing because it's a sterile plant. Who knew? Anyway, you should never give gloves as a present. Well, you can, but make sure that you receive something in return. Otherwise, you'll both have bad luck. Gloves feature in a whole host of superstitions dating as far back as medieval times, when knights in armour, for some reason, wore a lady's glove in their helmets when competing in jousting tournaments. Everybody knows that it's bad luck to drop a glove and then pick it up yourself. The reasoning behind this relates to the custom of a lady deliberately dropping a glove in the hope that a prospective suitor will pick it up. It seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it, that opening an umbrella inside brings bad luck, since it presents a risk of breaking valuable items or poking someone in the eye. That's not the reason, apparently. It's because umbrellas shade us from the sun, they're thought to be somehow magical. So, when an umbrella's opened inside, out of the way of the sun's rays, guess what? It offends the sun god. I didn't even know there was a sun god, did you? Well, it seems there are lots. Most of them originate in Greek, Roman, and Egyptian mythology. So you learn something every day, don't you? Oh, and the next time you're off to attend an important meeting, don't forget to look out for a goat. Yes, that's right, a goat. Although goats have been associated with debauchery, lust, and the devil for thousands of years, they are also believed to absorb any evil or harm that may cross your path. And that's why it's considered good luck to encounter a goat when travelling to an important occasion. Ladies, let me ask you this. Do you ever get an annoying fold in your skirt when you've sat on it in a strange way? Well, you'll be pleased to discover that should this happen to you, you're in with more than a good chance of receiving a new dress. Yes, it was once a common belief that if the lower edge of a woman's skirt somehow became inexplicably turned up to form a kind of pocket, good fortune, such as the gift of a new dress, would come to the owner. Shh. Quiet, isn't it? An awkward silence means that an angel is passing over. This rather whimsical explanation for a lull in a conversation is attributed to Dylan Thomas's Portrait of the Artist, which includes the line, "A host of angels must be passing by. What a silence there is." On New Year's Eve in Spain, not everyone kisses as the clock strikes 12. Superstitious revellers make sure that they eat 12 grapes at midnight to ensure that they'll have 12 months of good luck. An old wives' tale says that the best day to go to hospital is Wednesday, and Monday is the best day to leave. You should avoid Saturday, which apparently is the worst day to arrive or leave, because it means that you'll soon be back. Now, here's a good trick if you can do it. Pass a newborn baby through a rind of a cheese. No, I'm not making this stuff up. In medieval England, expectant mothers made a groaning cheese. This was a large wheel of cheese that matured for 9 months as the baby grew. When the groaning time, or birth, came, the cheese would be shared out amongst the family. And when nothing but the outer rind was left, the baby would be passed through the wheel of cheese on christening day to be blessed with a long and prosperous life. And finally, do please remember to keep a hot cross bun for a year. Much like the tradition of saving a slice of wedding cake after the ceremony, this slightly odd superstition is supposed to bring good fortune. Hot cross buns were originally eaten at ancient pagan festivals, but without the cross, which was added much later by Christians to ward off evil spirits. Baked on Good Friday morning, a hot cross bun was displayed in the house for a year to ensure good luck. If it works, well, that's great, but it probably won't do your teeth much good if you actually try to eat it 12 months later.